I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. High school sports going on today in the area. River Valley is home against Dodgeville for area baseball. That's our next featured scheduled sports spring broadcast that begins with a pregame time around 4:50 this afternoon on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also, River Valley softball team will be taking on Poinette at Poinette. And there's track action at Lancaster, several teams involved, including River Valley and Richland Center. And there is golf action today at Prairie du Chien for the Hornets and the Blackhawks. Richland Center's baseball team opens up conference play. They'll be home today against Lancaster. And action going on today for the Richland Center soccer team. The girls travel to River Valley. Kickoff time slated for 5 o'clock today. For Riverdale, JV and varsity softball today. The varsity at 4:30, JV to follow. That's at Soldiers Memorial Park in Mineral Point for SWAL conference action. The Ithaca baseball and softball teams are at Waseca Steuben tonight. For the Bulldogs baseball team, it'll be their second conference outing. The Ithaca softball team has had a tough time getting games in this spring. This is their first scheduled game of the year. The Ithaca softball team is slated to host Riverdale coming up on Friday afternoon. For the Weston baseball team, they will be taking on North Crawford at North Crawford today before they host New Lisbon coming up tomorrow evening. The Kickapoo baseball and softball teams are in action tonight, hosting Lafarge. All of those games weather permitting today with rain and thunderstorms in the forecast. Stay tuned to WRCO for further updates on those contests. There's an organizational meeting planned for Thursday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center, talking about Church League softball for the upcoming season. They'll also discuss the recently completed Church League volleyball season. Anyone interested in having a team in the league for 2024, but who is unable to attend the meeting, can contact Dave Turk at 604-0846 or Jeremiah Hassel at 320-2157 or email them at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com. Individuals can also contact them if you have any questions about the league. Well, last night, the Brewers with a nice win. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run, and Wade Miley came off the injured list to pitch four innings of one-hit ball to lift the Milwaukee Brewers to a 7-2 win over the Reds. The 37-year-old Miley was activated before the game yesterday and got the nod because so many of Milwaukee's top pitchers have been ailing. Miley, who threw a no-hitter when he was with the Reds in 2021, was limited to 52 pitches and allowed just a run and a hit. Bryce Wilson pitched the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings and wound up getting the win. Brewer manager Pat Murphy was pleased with Wade Miley's outing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to look at his future and what's best for him, even though he's approaching 50. See, that is funny, isn't it?
No,
you know what I mean? But, you know, he had, in the fourth inning, he came out of the last game. So we just didn't want to accelerate him. He's throwing the ball great. He gave us a huge lift. Just his tempo and the way he controlled the game early gave us breathing room.
And Christian Yelich with a home run early gave the Brewers some momentum.
It did. You know, he's had good success against Hunter. And I felt like that hitting that ball out of the ballpark really gave us the lift we needed to get started. Then we kind of just kept chipping away, adding on. It was good.
Elsewhere in baseball, the Mets at Atlanta postponed. Philadelphia with a win against St. Louis 4-3. San Francisco 7-1 over Washington. Arizona beat Colorado 5-2. San Diego 10-2 over the Cubs. In the American League, Seattle 6, Toronto 1. Tampa Bay 4-2 over the Angels. Cleveland 7, the White Sox 6. Baltimore 7-5 over Boston. Kansas City 11, Houston 2. Texas 6-2 over Oakland. And in interleague play, the Twins 3-2 over the Dodgers, and Miami was winner against the Yankees by a score of 5-2. Bobby Portis had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and a career-high 5 steals to help the Bucks withstand Giannis Antetokounmpo's absence and beat the Orlando Magic 117-99. The Bucks played tonight after Giannis left a 104-91 victory over the Celtics with a strained left calf. The Bucks announced yesterday that the two-time MVP would miss the final three games of the regular season, though his availability for the start of the playoffs remains uncertain. Damian Lillard had 29 points and 9 assists for the Bucks, who improved to 4-3 in games Giannis has missed this season. Milwaukee is a game and a half ahead of New York and 2 ahead of Cleveland in the race for the Eastern Conference's number 2 playoff spot. Bobby Portis talked about the Bucks digging deep.
All season long, guys have been in and out of lineups. We've had to adjust. You know, we've been through it all this year. Been through a lot of adversity, coaching changes, lineup changes. You name it, we've been through it. So we're a battle-tested team, especially over the years. So once one guy goes down, man, it's next man up mentality.
Damian Lillard says the Bucks have talent up and down the lineup and over the bench as well to make up for the loss of Giannis.
We're a deep team. You know, obviously, Giannis is the head of the snake. You know, when he's out there, we're at our best. But we got a lot of guys in our locker room. You know, we got vets. And I think tonight we just understood what the mission was. We knew that we was going to be a couple guys down. And we knew how we had to play. We knew what kind of energy we needed to have. And I thought we came out and played that way from the start.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland 110, Memphis 98, Charlotte 115, Atlanta 114, Dallas 111, Miami 92, Brooklyn over Toronto 106-102, Oklahoma City beat San Antonio 127-89, Denver over Minnesota 116-107, and Phoenix over the Clippers 124-108. Caitlin Clark got a final chance to say goodbye to Iowa fans on Wednesday, and of course there was a big crowd. Clark, who became major college basketball's all-time leading scorer this season on the way to becoming the consensus National Player of the Year, was honored along with her teammates in a celebration at Iowa's home arena, commemorating the Hawkeyes' second consecutive national runner-up finish in the NCAA tournament. "I would say you've all inspired me as much as I inspired you," Clark said to the approximately 8,000 fans at Iowa's Carver Hawkeye Arena. From the NHL, St. Louis 5-2 over Chicago, Edmonton 5, Vegas 1, and in overtime, Arizona 4-3 over Vancouver. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.